were 2,588 single-family home sales in December in Connecticut, the highest sales total for the month since 2006, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publishers of the Commercial Record. December's total of 2,588 was a 17.9% rise over the 2,196 single-family homes sold in the same month in 2014. Overall, 2015 saw major growth in sales in Connecticut, coupled with a slight decrease in prices. There were 29,986 single-family homes sold through the year, a 16.9% increase from the 25,660 sold in 2014. The median price for a single-family home in 2015 was $246,000. That was a 2.2% decrease from the median in 2014, which was $251,500. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Tim Warren Jr., the CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Ian.
It's exciting times. We now have a full year of real estate data to review for Connecticut. Single-family sales jumped up 16.9%. Over the course of the year, condos rose 13.3%, but median prices for single-family homes and condos dipped 2.2% and 3.3%, respectively. So what happened in the Connecticut market last year, Tim?
Well, it's certainly true that 2015 was a good year for real estate in Connecticut. In fact, it was the best year for sales volume since 2007, with single-family home sales increasing by 17%. That shows that confidence is up and consumers are eager to buy homes. I think it is a reflection of the growing economy and the growth in jobs. Right now, homes in Connecticut are affordable. The median price of a single-family home is $246,000. That is $49,000 or 16.6% below the peak median price in 2007. Combine that with low interest rates, and you see why so many people are home shopping right now. I think there is pent-up demand. People have held on and avoided making the purchase of a home for nearly a decade now. They survived the recession and now feel that their financial prospects are good enough to make the plunge. 9 of 12 months in 2015 had double-digit increases in home sales. So the upward swing is pretty consistent through the year.
So every county in the state saw double-digit growth in 2015 overall, but sales seemed to spike in the cities and in rural areas. The two counties with the highest growth were New Haven County, with 20.2% growth in sales, and Litchfield, which had 19%. The makeup of those two counties is very different. Do you think that this is related to the overall dip in median prices, Tim?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. When I look at the data, I don't see a lot of variation in the counties. Almost every county had a big spike in sales last year, and I think it was spurred by the pent-up demand that I spoke of a moment ago. And it was spurred by affordable homes. People have jobs, and they see the opportunity to make a move while prices and interest rates are low. 10 years ago, prices had gotten too high relative to what people were earning, and the market corrected itself to a new level, and now the buyers are back. And we see the stock market now has been undergoing a correction in the past few weeks, too. But like housing, I think it will find a low, and then prices will start to come back. The ones who are able to buy at the bottom have the most to gain.
So, Tim, keeping in mind that that last year saw some pent-up demand making its way through the market and that value seems to be good right now, what do you see ahead for the 2016 market in Connecticut?
Well, I think the market should be fine. I think that we've seen a string of double-digit increases in sales volume, and I think those will probably continue into the spring market. We could have a very strong spring market, in fact. You know, a few storm clouds, the stock market is suffering some losses right now. And, always puts a little bit of a worry about a recession coming on. But the Federal Reserve has decided that their plans to raise interest rates four times this year is probably a little too aggressive, and they're going to slow things down. So I think homes will still remain affordable as long as jobs are there. People will buy.
So speaking of jobs, Connecticut, and more specifically its corporate tax policy, has been in the news recently in relation to GE leaving Fairfield County for Boston. What sort of effect does the departure of a major employer like that have on housing?
Well, it's a little hard to say what the impact will be right now. I think 800 people worked at the Norwalk headquarters, but I don't think it's been determined how many of those will move to Boston. Some suggest it may be only 200. In any event, the real estate market will cope. It has dealt with plant closings and headquarters moves in the past. Job losses in recent years at Bayer and Pfizer and U.S. Tobacco were all much larger than what we're talking about for GE. The GE move is a psychological loss that bruises the state's ego. I think that is the more important impact.
Thank you, Tim, for joining me, and thank you to all of you for listening. If you want more information on how the Warren Group's banking and real estate data can help you and your business, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.